All right, Brooke, you're going for one win today. That's right.
I got it handed to me yesterday.
Yeah, you have to have that loser hat on. And you're going to be playing either Graham from Linwood or Linwood from Graham. I don't know which one it is. Hello.
Either could work.
This is Graham from Linwood.
Okay.
I wish he would have said, this is Tacoma.
Yeah.
And just really screwed us.
Hey, the name's Kent.
Yeah.
From Des Moines.
Yeah.
Graham, it says here that you are an unemployed chef and caterer.
Yes, at Husky Stadium.
Oh man. Dude, we're feeling for you right now. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay.
I think we could use like a personal chef over here to cook for us every day.
Yeah, and I'm pretty husky.
Yeah.
You want to feed me?
And we do nachos and hot dogs day in and day out. I'm down for that.
Yeah, at 8 a.m. Yeah.
No, I do stuff like mac and cheese and pulled pork at basketball.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You may be too classy for us.
Yeah. We can't afford you. All right, let's send Brooke out of the studio. And while that happens, Graham, you know how the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass, and you have to beat Brooke outright to win. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right, your time starts now. Today's National Chewing Gum Day. Which Major League Baseball stadium is named after a chewing gum company?
Wrigley Field.
Name the kid bully on the TV show The Simpsons.
Pass.
In what year did the Seahawks win the Super Bowl?
2014.
The famous I Have a Dream speech by Martin Luther King was given in front of what monument?
Abraham Lincoln monument.
How many sides does a trapezoid have?
Five.
All right. Got those answers in. Let's bring Brooke back into the studio. And it also says on my phone screener here, Graham, that you used to do competitive archery?
Yes.
Oh, that's so cool!
Like in tournaments, or how does that work?
Well, I did it back when I was like 10 through 12, and I actually got second place in an archery tournament.
Whoa.
But I lost to like this 40-something-year-old guy named Rick.
Oh. Damn it, Rick.
Rick the Archer.
We hate Rick.
Why was a 40-year-old-something dude competing against a 10-year-old? Like, doesn't he have other adults he could try to beat? It's kind of messed up, man.
That's just funny because I'll see, like, the picture hanging up, and it's like, oh, yeah, he was playing me for some reason?
Yeah.
You've kept Rick's picture up in your house all these years?
No. It's like a thing my dad has up in the house.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Just
dad
every day.
Like, look what my son did.
Yes. All right, Brooke. Ready to answer some questions?
Yes.
All right, your time starts now. Today is National Chewing Gum Day. Which Major League Baseball stadium is named after a chewing gum
Wrigley
company?
Field.
Name the kid bully on the TV show The Simpsons.
Oh, pass.
In what year did the Seahawks win the Super Bowl?
2006.
The famous I Have a Dream speech by Martin Luther King was given in front of what monument?
The Washington Monument.
How many sides does a trapezoid have?
Five.
Name the superhero who wields the lasso of truth.
Wonder Woman.
All right, we got our answers in. Let's go to the scoreboard and find out how you did with Jose.
If I didn't get like 12 hours of sleep, I felt like I got like none at all.
Bolaños.
That is so me. Graham, you got 3 correct today, my friend.
Oh, sweet.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty good. I didn't feel super good.
Was it a bullseye against Brooke?
I don't know.
Who's already wearing the loser hat and must continue
because
she only got 2 correct.
Oh,
dang.
Yeah.
Graham, you won. You finally won. Brooke is like your Rick, and you beat Rick Brooke.
Congratulations, Graham.
Thank you.
She's not as pumped as I am about it.
I'm really sad.
Yes.
I just, I've just been having a hard go at this lately.
Okay,
what happened to your brain?
Yourself,
I don't
Graham,
know. I
done.
Think that it's like atrophied during COVID.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the pandemic has shut me down.
Well, let's go over some answers for your poor, sad brain.
Okay.
Today's National Chewing Gum Day. The Major League Baseball stadium named after chewing gum company would be Wrigley Field, where the Chicago Cubs play.
All right.
The kid bully on the TV show The Simpsons would be Nelson.
Ah!
The Seahawks won the Super Bowl in 2014.
Woo!
The famous I Have a Dream speech by Martin Luther King was given in front of the Lincoln Memorial. How many sides does a trapezoid have that has four sides?
Mm.
And the superhero who wields the lasso of truth would be Wonder Woman.
All right.
So, Graham, congratulations. Not only do you get $100, but just for playing, you also won a $20 Starbucks gift card where you can sip tea, eat yummy scones, or do Brooke's favorite thing. Go in drunk with a bottle of tequila and ask him to make her favorite custom drink that she calls the Good Morning Brooke, which is special. Just tequila on ice. Hold the ice.
Maybe that's why I haven't been winning.
That makes
Maybe.
Sense.
Yeah, it's your Starbucks drink.
Huh.
But congratulations, Graham.
Oh, thanks.
We'll see you back at the Husky Stadium next season, okay?
Oh, you bet on it.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll be back to play Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.